I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
A resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky, breezy and 74. KSL's top story. Salt Lake City DA Sim Gill says there'll be no charges against a police officer who fired at a man in Holiday last September. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
Well, Jeff, that officer-involved shooting was deemed as justified last September, and after the man reportedly picked up a unified police officer's gun and fired, Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Eric Pechtel got into a fight with an officer who was checking on him after a crash, overpowered the officer, and grabbed the gun from the ground. Gill says another officer happened to be close by and fired.
Officer Songar said that Mr. Pechtel, quote, made it clearly evident that his intention was to kill me when he shot at me, end quote.
They found that bullet in a nearby fireplace. Pechtel survived and claims that he wanted the other officer to kill him, but that officers had no way of knowing that at the time. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Intermountain Healthcare is changing its visitor policy as soon as Monday. Infectious disease Dr. Eddie Stenium says kids 12 and older can visit the hospital now.
Keep in mind, all visitors will still need to wear a face mask when they come in the facility. If they don't have one, we'll give you one. And still encouraged to do hand hygiene.
He says hospital staff will not require proof of visitor vaccinations, so everyone will still have to wear a mask when they visit a patient in the hospital. KSL's top national stories. Millions of doses of the J&J vaccine can be released from the Baltimore facility where some ingredients got mixed up, but millions of other doses have to be thrown in the garbage.
Regulators spent weeks investigating possible contamination at Emergent BioSolutions and determined 10 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine made there can be distributed. But the FDA said several other batches are not suitable for use. The New York Times reported that could be as many as 60 million doses discarded. It's unlikely to impact supply, though, since 28 states have used less than half their allotments of J&J vaccine, leaving the Biden administration to decide what to do with another 10 million doses. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
An off-duty Chicago police officer has been charged in connection with the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The FBI says Carol Cheswick broke into a senator's office along with a mob of rioters. Cheswick was on medical leave from the Chicago PD at the time. He was removed from his job last week. The Defense Department is giving back $2 billion for projects across the nation previously diverted by the Trump administration's border wall plans. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby announced the money will go toward projects including schools for military families, hangars, housing, and training facilities that were postponed.
To restore funding in this fiscal year for 66 projects in 16 countries, 11 states, and three territories.
Utah's Hill Air Force Base is getting $24 million. YouTube has suspended a U.S. senator for reportedly spreading fake news about COVID treatments. Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson posted two videos touting the effectiveness of treatments like hydroxychloroquine. Senator Johnson says YouTube is overstepping its power and is censoring him. Jobless claims across the nation dropped for the sixth week in a row. But the trouble now is there aren't enough people to fill the open jobs prior to the pandemic. Salt Lake Chamber President Derek Miller says it's looking pretty much the same these days.
Now that we're coming out of the pandemic, this is emerging again as the number one post-pandemic or emerging pandemic challenge. We're back where we were before.
as the fastest growing state in the nation. Miller says getting people back to work in Utah needs to be a priority. Nevada could be the first state in the nation to host a presidential primary in 2024. The governor, a Democrat, Steve Sisolak, signed a law that would bump New Hampshire and Iowa from their leadoff spots. The national political parties have to approve the changes or Nevada risks losing their delegates. The Democratic National Committee hasn't said whether it will approve the change. Republicans don't approve of the move, saying they're committed to keeping the historical schedule. KSL News Time 405, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, says they will now be preserving the site of the former Hill Cumorah pageant. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The church says they're going to reforest the landscape and preserve the memory of the hill in New York, where they believe Joseph Smith received visitations containing record of what's now known as the Book of Mormon.
The way it's been during the pageant is it's a series of stages. What we're going to be able to do now is to plant trees. We're going to have trails that you can go to the top, various stations along the way on the trail where people can learn more about the sacred events that happened there.
Church historian Elder LeGrand Curtis says the project will be decades long. The church also announced today youth in the U.S. and Canada will now be able to go to For the Strength of Youth conferences again. Starting next summer, they've been postponed for the last 2 years. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 406. Let's get a quick update on the traffic. Things are a mess, Ricky.
They are. We have the closure of SR 39 in Ogden Canyon, both directions between the mouth of the canyon and the reservoir. And then we have big delays getting into Davis County. This is due to a crash northbound I-15 in Kaysville. It has traffic backed up all the way through Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My minute of news is on the way. And these days, real estate is a contact sport. I'll explain why next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.